Accession number 9434, reel 20.
Mr. Bill Collins, reel 20. So you were saying that you were in this hospital at Redhill, and what was the next thing that happened?
Well, after I'd been there a month, one day they came in and said, "Get yourselves dressed." I hadn't been out of bed, you know, I was still in bed. They said, "Get yourselves dressed, you're going to be evacuated." That was D-Day. That happened to be D-Day. We see they'd gone over in D-Day, and they were expecting masses of casualties coming in, and Redhill County was being emptied of people like me to make room for the battle casualties of D-Day, you see. And which, of course, never happened, as it turned out. And so from being in bed, I got up and I was dressed, and they brought me my overcoat, and it stood up on its own with congealed blood. It stood up on its own. They hadn't touched it. They got no means of cleaning it there. They brought it out, and I, you know, it stood up. No one was inside, but it stood up with congealed blood. So I had to take it away. I got to take it away and got it clean. But I was met by one of my colleagues in the company, in the film company, and he drove me to London. And I, one of my co-directors, he put me up for the next fortnight in Golders Green, and. Which was raided, of course, but then that we just had to put up with that. And of course, the Germans were beginning; they were sending over the V bomb, the V1s, and they were coming over. But I was billeted with them for a fortnight, 3 weeks, and where did I go from there now, after I left them? Oh, I went to a hotel. I went into a hotel in the Frognall at Hampstead, and I stayed there until a couple of years.
How did you sort out your flat? What had happened to you? Because your flat had been
devastated. Oh, they wrote to me and said, did I want to renew the lease? And I said, no. I said, nothing doing. I didn't want to. I didn't. The memory of it was too bad, you see. After all said and done, the night that I was hit, the sexton of St Peter's Church and his wife and two daughters were in an Anderson shelter in the churchyard, just at the edge of the churchyard, and a bomb there. They had a direct hit, and he was the only survivor. And the place, you know, had so. And the night before, I'd stayed with him in that same shelter. The night before. I'd stayed with him, but I didn't go the following night. Otherwise, I should have been killed as well. But
what was the date? What was the date you were?
25th of March, 1944. That was the night I was hit, and he was hit. And when I came to in hospital at Redhill, he was sitting across the ward from me. He got his legs were badly damaged, but his top was all right. And the undertaker came. 2 days after it, three or four days after I'd been there, the undertaker came one day and told him that he'd buried his wife and his mother and his two daughters. What a shocking thing for news to man to get. It flattened him. He turned his head into the pillow, and he wouldn't speak to anybody. He'd lost the whole of his family at a stroke. And that was the church I was christened in as a boy baby.
Did you go back to work? Once you got back, you know, when you were in Golders Green in the hotel.
Yes, I went back to work after 3 months. I went back to work after about 3 months, gradually. I went, used to go 3 or 4 days a week at first, and I stayed at Eden Bridge for about, I stayed at Eden Bridge possibly for about 3 months, 2 or 3 months. And then I went to the other side of London. I went to a place called Tring, and I got a billet there. I got a lodging there, and I stayed there until the end of the war.
So once you were back at work, did you find that the wounding and the ruining of your eye, had these affected you at all?
Oh yes. A man with one eye is not a very comfortable man. I was falling downstairs, falling up steps, falling down steps. You see, you've only got a flat vision. You've got the same vision as the camera. You've got no depth to your vision at all. Trees are painted on the skyline. I mean, lamp posts are painted on the walls of the building. You've got no depth of vision at all. You put one hand up to your eye and you'll soon see what I mean. You walk around with one hand over an eye. You've got no depth at all. It's an uncomfortable situation. It took me years to get anywhere near adjustment to it. And it's still today, it's still a trap today. I stumble and fall over steps and stairs now because of this flat vision, you see. That's why I've got to use that stick.
Thank you very much, Mr. Collins.